Okay, so we've done the roll call.
Lecture to chair already.
Hold on 1 second. Just hold on 1 second. It's 7:06 p.m. And just so for the record, because I started the recording late, the members present are Andrew Cota, Ron Sill, John Bittman, Sal Fraschino, James Butler. Also present are Dennis O'Connell, Parks and Recreation Director, John Netto from the Boys of Summer, and Thomas Lionetti from the public.
All right, and Mark Garofalo doing the recording.
Okay. It looks like the third on the agenda. Oh, it looks like we're back to the election of the chair.
I'll nominate Mr. Andy Cota.
I second it.
I'll second that nomination.
With great pleasure.
Are there any other nominations for chair? Any other nominations?
Move the nominations be closed.
Okay. Nominations closed. Everybody in agreement there?
Yeah. Second.
Okay. So moved, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay. Just, so moved.
Just you.
Yeah. So moved. Now, next thing we've got is the acceptance of the minutes of December 14th. Has everybody had a chance to take a look at them?
Yep.
Yep.
Okay. Everybody has taken a look. Okay.
I've read them, and I make a motion that we accept them as published.
Jim Butler makes a motion to accept. Second. Who's second?
I'll second it.
John Bittman, second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
So moved. Okay, we're to the number five, public portion. Do we have anybody from the public would like to speak? Anybody from the public would like to speak? John, we're going to take you up on our agenda. So,
listen, could I ask John a question in this portion only? Because I don't know. John just sent me a request for Derby PD.
I got that too.
Okay. All right. So listen, on Sunday, I get a request from the Board of Education to utilize Paid and Great Room. On Monday, I get a request from John for the Derby PD. It's the same day. Okay. My question to John, do you have any leeway in that particular day? The Board of Education has requested Paid and at 6:30 at night. You have two sessions. You're asking for two sessions. I haven't spoken with the Board of Ed, but they beat you by a day. And I've never had this, you know, before. Where two people after this building, which I'm sure is going to happen down the road. But
if I could get the morning session, I can probably balance the class so that we can have the evening session at our police department.
Okay.
And, it's just for social distancing purposes, so we can spread out. But I will pass that in tomorrow.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's fine. We could we'll do that if you could do that.
Okay.
So we'll talk. Thank you. Okay. Sorry about that, but
it's okay. We would have probably brought it up because I had a copy of it also.
Okay.
But you had additional information that I did not have. Right. So yeah. That's good. That's good that we got that out of the way.
Okay.
Any other correspondences? Because that was one that I was going to bring up. But now that it's up and we can work that out. And you make all those decisions, right? On the use of the thing along with the Board of Aldermen. Okay.
Yes. Well, I would
okay.
that. But in the meantime, I would do what I do. What I just did.
Yeah.
I would speak to everybody involved and work it out.
Okay. Okay. All right. I guess we're on to the director's report already. Dennis, anything good?
Not much to talk about still. The only active recreation activities that we have going exist at the community center. Not to be too redundant, but with swim lessons in the basketball court, that's pretty much all we're doing. We're really strong with the swim lessons. In fact, Yesterday we did 17. And I opened the pool for Sundays with our swim instructors so that we could distance ourselves through the week. And I knew that Sundays would explode, and they are. So, you know, that's one-on-one swim teacher and participant, which it appears that parents are feel that's safe and okay, obviously, because they're coming. Other than that, the only other thing for discussion is from me would be, I could report that it looks like, you know, we will be heading into high school sports programs. It looks like that's likely to happen as of today, which could change like any day, of course. And the target date would be the 19th, next Tuesday. Next Monday is a holiday. It's Martin Luther King Day. So it would be the day after that. We are holding practices here at the community center for the Derby High School basketball team. We're assisting the coach with some workouts for his kids. We have two scheduled this week. And hopefully that would be it for us. And then we would hand them over to him. But that's something we've been doing to help out the Derby High School program. The major discussion is with the Boys of Summer, who I guess everybody now has their proposal.
Yeah, we have that on the agenda under other business.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll take that up in a few minutes.
All right. So then, unless there's questions of me, I have nothing else to report at this time.
Okay.
And it's the only thing I have is, are we still under, what are we under? Are we still under public portion?
No. Yeah, no, we moved on. Why?
I just have a quick question about, you know, watching over the field when we see Keith or whatever, these signs that we were supposed to get for last year. But maybe we need a bigger sign for no dogs. Sunday I was up there and kids were playing on the field with two dogs. They were running up and down the field. And no, I know it's on that long list probably where the wording is kind of small, but maybe we need a separate sign that says no dogs, you know.
Okay.
Dogs are animals of any
sort. Well, we, you know, the signs that we have, the print is small because there's like
10. There's so much on there, yeah. Yeah,
yeah. And, you know, does anybody read that? Not likely. So we'll have to look into a singular, bigger.
Right. No dogs allowed. There was two of them on there. What am I gonna do? I'm gonna drive by. I saw them. They come? You know.
Well, you didn't have a leash, were you?
No, I had a dog on the field. No, just kidding.
Okay. Well, so noted.
Yeah, we'll get some signs. Just dogs.
Okay. High school athletic director is not present, so I guess we move on to the old business. The recreation 2021-22, the budget. Now, we've already had pretty much of our discussions on that, right? And is that ready to go forward, Dennis?
So I have been crunching numbers with my current budget. The request to us is to keep the budget flat. My preliminary look at the possibility of doing that, actually, it looks pretty good. There's some line items attached to Payton, the Payton Fieldhouse, which, you know, I'm going to need, I'll call them a little significant increase. And the reason why I'm saying significant is because the line item's like $2,000. Okay. So significant would mean maybe it goes to four. I mean, plumbing, there's some line items that I have recognized as I think being under budgeted for 21-22 fiscal year. And So those line items are going to need increases. But I also have recognized areas where I think that money could come from. So, I think that, I'm not going to have a hard time at all abiding by the request of Judy and her board of apportionment taxation. Andy, is there anybody who you'd like me to sit down with while I'm doing this? Like I used to with
With Bev.
Yeah, with Bev Moran. If so, that'd be great. It's okay. Maybe we can meet down at City Hall and.
How about Jim?
Well, Jim's on the Board of Apportionment Taxation.
That's what I figured.
He probably should not be Jim. I mean, Jim, you could come, but I mean, is that a conflict there?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, listen, I don't care. I mean, that'd be great if I could sit down with a couple of people and share my thoughts and get their thoughts.
It would be good to see Jim there. I'd like to be present too when you're ready for those numbers.
Okay.
Just to take another eyeball on it, or anybody else that's interested too. But this way here, I think it'd be good to have Jim there because he'll have some working knowledge on what they're going to be looking for.
Yeah, and Jim, I didn't mean anything by saying no to you, but I just thought
that no.
Yeah,
no problem.
You're on the other board, so I didn't know if you know.
He just puts a different hat on that day, and we'll be fine.
Okay,
right.
All right. So listen, I'll be in touch with Andy, and we'll set up some dates. Okay.
Yeah, that's
very
fair.
Good.
Okay.
Thanks, Jim. Okay, now we're dead to the Boys of Summer program. John, are you there? We're going to be talking about your group right now.
Okay.
That we went back through, and I've gone over your proposal a couple, two, three times in my mind, but I also took a very close look at the city and how they plan on operating the field. As you know, did you read the city plan at all, John?
For the one that I fill out to use the field?
Yeah, no. Well, there's like a whole document. It's about 10, 12 pages.
Yeah.
So I want to enlighten you and the board members that may or may not have a handle on this. And in doing that, John, I saw some issues that I thought may come up that you're going to probably need to speak at, not necessarily here, but the way that it is, I took a close look at it and there's been a changes. Now, all the other fields and any other facilities that we have in this city of Derby, Bradley School and down at the City Hall, the old City Hall, and all in the pool, any other place in the city of Derby was always run a specific way. The changes have been that this long document that was produced by the Board of Aldermen puts a lot of the authority into the hands of the Board of Aldermen after consultation with Dennis O'Connell, who is our parks director. Now, right. I still feel that we should have the right to make recommendations to Dennis to take forward. Even though looking at the document, there's actually nothing in the document that allows us to do that, except for it would be a reasonable thing if your parks and recs to speak with your parks director and make good recommendations that he can take before the board. Under the special exception rule that you're looking at and several others, because it's pretty complicated if you haven't gotten a chance to look at it. Once Dennis presents this, I'm confident they're going to have some questions. And of course, I would want you to be keyed up and our board members to be keyed up to what type of questions may come up that could or may not be a problem. I think that we're pretty much on board for sure with the reduction in the amount because of the time that you want to use it. But along with that is, are there some issues that time element seems it's very expanded on. For 10 hours on a Saturday, 10 hours on a Sunday, they're going to want to know if it's the Boys of Summer, why do you have so much time, placed? Because I'm pretty sure that the city of Derby is not going to want to sublet anything. In other words, if you have, we can't recommend that somebody take the field, and then they can have it for 10 hours for 2 days for those 4 months and not know who's going to be on the field during that period of time. I want you to keep that in your mind when we get there. Is Dennis already put himself on the agenda for which agenda are you on for?
Operations and procedures that we're not on yet, but I spoke with Mark today for the 28th. We will be on.
Okay. So you have that date, John?
The 28th?
Yeah, 28th.
That's operations and procedures. Right. Correct, yep. Mark?
Fourth Thursday, yep.
So just so your board knows, the time is for, we have four teams, and in theory, we play two doubleheaders on Saturday and two doubleheaders on Sunday. So probably two or three of our teams would be there on Saturday and the same thing on Sunday. That's why there's such a long time, just so you guys aren't in the dark on it.
Okay.
Well,
yeah, that's important, John, because I think one of the problems would be is if we say for 2 days, for 4 months out of that, you can have it for the entire day. We want to be sure that we're not going to, you know, beat the hell out of the field and stuff like that. And I know for sure the boards in it, not necessarily the commission. We don't want to, you know, we want to make sure that the fields are used and other people just aren't coming in. That it's you. You guys have been really good, and we appreciate, you know, that we can help you and you can help the city. But that's very important that they know that, because I did not know that. I asked Dennis today. I said, Dennis, why so many hours? I know they're going to ask you that question.
So
we could present that now with the knowledge that what you just told us, that there's doubleheaders. And you have four teams and you play doubleheaders.
Yep.
John, okay. What Andy's saying, if you don't mind me interjecting quickly, is what's important to us right now, okay, is if the Boys of Summer, if, you know, we partner up with you guys, you know, we want you guys to be in every game, okay? We don't care who you play, but we don't want you inviting two foreign teams to come play at our field during your time slot. Do you understand
right,
that?
Right. Yeah. No. Our insurance is the same. We have to be present.
Okay. Good. Well, that's very good. We needed to know that, because I know for sure, as we're sitting here right now, that would have been a primo question.
Right.
You know, and rightfully so too, because the way that the program is written out for the policies and stuff, the way the liabilities are and everything, we want to make sure that that's in order, because they're really going to want to know those kind of details. But with the information you just gave us, Dennis is going to be able to explain that a lot clearer. And
your proposal, you kind of do open the door for the possibility of other
tournaments
being there.
Tournaments, right.
Yeah, you have that listed as separate. That's fine.
I understand the tournament concept, and that's, if we have a tournament, we have a tournament. Obviously, there's going to be, you know, you guys will not be in every game, but right. There was some language in your proposal that we just needed to check with you, okay, to ensure that the Boys of Summer is one of the teams playing in each and every game, you know, other than a tournament, if that is so loud, okay? But you gave us the answer, thank you.
Yeah, there is a, let me see what the next issue would have been. Oh yeah, John, in there, what happened was you made a recommendation that Derby High School baseball receive proceeds or whatever it is. But what we're fearing is that if we utilize that kind of language on your presentation, instead of just allowing it to take the course that's mentioned in the policies, we don't want to disregard other sports teams or the school, whoever it is that's going to be doing cooking and stuff in the kitchen. You know, yeah. So the concession thing would be, I think we should be careful not to specifically say baseball team or something like that. You see where we're going with that?
Yep.
Hey, I know it's a minor thing, but we have to be fair to the school
Welcome
system.
To Derby.
Yeah, I mean, we have to be fair to all sports. It, so, you know, to make it exclusive might be a problem, or it may not. If somebody down the road may recommend that, but I thought that we should be careful on that kind of language for that reason. And I don't think it affects you one way or the other, but you see why I'm saying that. Because it looks like you want to give the concession to who's ever going to operate it, which more likely than not will be somebody from the school system. Because the way that's written on what kind of supervision is needed at the concession pretty much points towards it takes somebody that knows what they're doing in the kitchen.
Right, right.
So, am I correct on that, Dennis? I mean, that's a minor thing, but I wanted you to know that and maybe, you know, I recognize it is baseball that you guys are playing, but
we've never had anybody there other than Booster Club. But when we start doing business with an outside entity, such as the Boys of Summer, you know, my thought is maybe that we hire a caterer because, you know, we're charged with raising money for the upkeep and future maintenance of the facility. Is that correct?
Right.
Right.
That is correct.
We're not charged with raising money for the Derby High School baseball team, who I'm sure is cared for quite well in the Board of Education budget. So that's all. That's all. That, you know, I think maybe what we end up doing is bringing in a caterer who can basically step right in and operate the kitchen professionally without. And taking what is earned for the city that day or that weekend and putting that money into that line item we created. We created a line item for monies raised through that park, okay? Do you understand what I'm saying? So, basically what I'm saying is, if we bring in the Booster Club every time we use the kitchen, the city's not getting any of that money. It ended up with the high school programs. Okay. So I think we want the city to get the money, I think.
Yeah. Well, because your alderman does have a lot of say, I think that they'll probably tweak that a little bit more.
Yeah. Okay. Well, whatever they decide, but. Yeah.
And they're looking for that revenue. I know it.
Yeah, oh yeah. Well, we recognize what you guys were looking for when you were putting this together, and we needed a means to be able to fund the repairs and maintenance of the building. We all recognize that part, and that's why, John, you did hear that whole discussion on why the concession is probably better if we don't over mention in your proposal a specific team or something, because the city definitely is interested in trying to let the fields with the building and stuff, when they rent it, pay for, you know, help to pay for the repairs and maintenance. So I wanted to bring that to your attention. I know that probably just a sideline because you were trying to be nice by your request, but I just wanted to mention that to you. And I'm sure they would appreciate it, but I think we have to be careful on the language. There was one other thing. This, I think, is going to be an issue that we need to discuss. There's two issues that need to be discussed. The banner thing, I'm not sure what the City of Derby Board of Aldermen, because they're the ones that make the final decision on this, are going to be allowing for banners. And when I say that, because you need to be ready for that, for this particular thing, especially because they're going to want to know that. Well, if you put up banners and then somebody else rents it and they put up banners, what is the limitation to that? Now that must be a big money maker for you guys, right?
So just so you know, like, we're also talking to a few other towns about this, and our offset for the $18,000 is selling signage and advertising there. So like, for instance, you see the stuff about the baseball team. One of the other towns that we're interested in is Notre Dame. And their baseball team directly gets the proceeds from this. But in other words, we're not paying for use of the field. We're paying for the maintenance of their field.
Yeah.
But anything that goes up is proceeds for the baseball team, and we're offsetting their costs. So they use us to cut into their costs.
Yeah.
So that's why some of that language is you see it going back and forth. Obviously, I've been pushing for Derby. And their biggest thing is that they're worried about the Board of Aldermen not even looking at us.
Well, I think they'll look at you.
I don't think they should think that way, John. I really don't.
Yeah, no, listen, I think the city, you know, you guys have been with us for 5 years now.
Yeah.
You know, and we want to do what we can to facilitate this operation. But we also need to tell you what we see as coming up and what we need to propose to the Board of Aldermen.
No, I get it. Listen.
Yeah, that's the reason. So the banner thing, I think that's going to, I don't know if it's going to be an issue, but I know they're going to ask that question. Okay. And of course, the next question will be, now you've been around the Board of Aldermen and other commissions in the city for a long time. So you're already aware that there's going to be some questions come up about that.
Yeah,
what will be allowed. So that will have to be revisited. That's pretty much what I'm saying. Okay. And the other thing, which is probably the biggest thing, is the amount that you offered. We're going to probably recommend that to Dennis if everybody's on board with that after they've read it. But we're not sure that the Board of Aldermen will accept it at that amount. Right. But I'm thinking it only makes sense if those fields are not going to be used during that period of time, that income is better than no income, depending on what it is. You know what I mean? So, and we don't know what else is going to happen, because we don't know if all of a sudden all of these firemen teams and stuff are all going to come back on. I don't have any working knowledge of that, but it's a nice facility. It's going to be a lot of people interested. So I think that we could present, before Dennis goes there, I would like, if you can, to meet with him, maybe once or twice, get these details ironed out between you. And then we could do a presentation. I think that would be, it'd be good. I think, we know how the city works. You know how the city works. So you pretty much know the direction that people are thinking. And we all know everybody's personality, so.
Don't let that stop you, though, John.
Obviously, I've been pushing for it to hopefully the money goes to Derby rather than anywhere else. So,
yeah. Right. Well, we'll do what we can. We needed to have those things come out. Now, there may be something that Ronnie's thinking of that he knows directly from the Board of Aldermen. So, Ron, you got something that you're interested in talking about?
Now, in all those pages that we had go through operational procedures, our big manual, this and that, there's nothing about banners in there?
Signage, it may be described as signage, but I don't recall it. I just don't recall.
I don't remember it. I've read this like 5 or 6 times.
Well, I know, because we had so many papers. I just want to make sure before we go looking that it's not marked there.
Yeah. Well, John, if John's saying that the banners are for the benefit of the high school team, well, we're saying we don't need it. I mean, Notre Dame is a private school and you're going to raise money for their team. That's a private school. And I understand that. But in Derby, pretty sure that our high school baseball team is well cared for financially. And I don't know that these banners are going to be required to assist them.
Is that what you were going to do with it, John?
No, they're letting us take the profits from the banners and applying it to our cost. So,
I got you.
Say we sold $500 banners.
Yeah. That's what I thought it was.
$1,000 off of the $18,000 we have to pay them.
Okay.
And these would be up while you're playing, or something you want to put up permanently, or?
At Notre Dame, their proposal to us was 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, we can have the field as much as we want. So that's what we're going up against. Yeah. Wow. And the use of
got new fields.
Yeah. I know. Yeah.
So I'm saying the banners would be up often. They'd be there. They're not permanent.
Yeah, they would be there. I think when their season ends, our banners go up until fall.
Oh, okay.
Unless it was a banner we sold for them. Right. That's what it works as. We facilitate the selling of the banners, and in return, we get to use the cost towards us, and we're maintaining their field. Their benefit is we're paying for the maintenance of their field.
Right.
They're letting us subside the cost with it, with selling banners.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, pretty interesting, right?
Well, listen, the Board of Aldermen is going to make the call on
the banner. So we'll meet. I'll meet with Dennis, and obviously let your board look through it and come up with all the questions, because I'd rather get hit by you guys than the Board of Aldermen.
Well, that's why we're talking about it, yeah, for sure. We can anticipate pretty much, because we've been doing this for a few years now, what the questions are going to be.
Okay, good. Yeah.
You might as well just bring that to the Operational Procedures Now Committee, because if it goes to the board, they're going to say send it to committee.
Oh, yeah, it's going to go to committee. Oh,
we're going to Operations Procedures.
Yeah, operation. Yeah, first. That's why it's going to be good I'll probably meet with them too, or whoever else is interested in meeting with John and Dennis, so that we can look at this thing and do a good presentation to the board.
All right, great. Yeah.
You know, and a fair one too, you know.
Yeah.
Because we know there's going to be concerns, especially with a new piece of property like that. This is like brand new out of the box. And so
this is our test case, you know.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. This is going to be what sets the standard for how we operate.
Right. Yeah. People think it's sacred ground, but you know, we got to use it.
You're right. Yeah. Well, you know, I think that even though I think that we are in our proper element to be able to make this recommendation to the board. I mean, they should respect it. We've been doing this how long?
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. So. I think that if we can go forward and say this is reasonableness, and now we have some answers that we did not have that we talked about earlier today that John answered for us. That's huge. That's very important, I think. So John, you're good with that, Dennis? Yeah. Anybody else have any questions? We want to have, you know, any questions you want answered. He's here right now.
So if you do not, and you think of them in the future, we'll be getting together. So
all right, perfect.
You can hash it out before we go on the 28th. So that when we go on the 28th, right.
And I'll give you a phone call tomorrow, Dennis.
And John, we sent the thing out, but something got in a glitch with the original format that you sent us. That's why some of the guys did not get it till tonight. Dennis had it, I had it, so we were able to look at it. The other members did get copies of it today in their computers, so they can also look at it. So if they miss something that we're talking about, or it seems odd that we're talking about it, and they might have missed it, I hope that we were able to tell them enough so everybody knows what we're talking about.
Yeah, I missed the email on Friday from the chemists. I didn't realize it was from the board here. And then I saw it today and I forwarded it out just so you have it in a different version, but all good.
Okay. Oh, that's thank good. You. Okay, John, all thank right. you. All right. Thank you, thanks. Okay. That signage, that's what you were talking about, right, Ron, on the next one? The signage for the field. That's the one that we said they just wanted to put up, nobody plays on, you know, when there's school activity there. We never got back to that, right?
It kind of ran out its course, and I guess we wanted a representative saying, why do you want that, where, when,
who's going to enforce it? Nobody's come.
Especially who's going to enforce it, you know. So.
Right, exactly. I think that they should. Dennis, did you hear anything from anybody?
Oh, no, there may have been a concession there. We may not hear about that again. I'm not saying that for sure, but there's a possibility that as was presented, that may go away as was presented. Now, there may be some other request that gets involved with some of the same stuff, but probably not like it was. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
That, because I don't think that we could enforce that initial request. I just don't think we can. Whether we hear about a subsequent request, we may not. We have not, and we may not.
All right, we're good then. We tabled it until somebody would come. So
yeah, right. So we'll just leave it laying there then.
Perfect. Yep.
Okay. The meeting calendar for 2021. Does everybody have a copy of the dates? Park and Recreation Committee. It's DTD. Isn't today the 11th?
Yes.
Yes.
Because I see the 12th on the date there. I don't know if you guys see that. At January 12th, 2021. We're in 2021, aren't we? Yeah. Well, 2020 kind of confused us.
It's too late to approve it. So now we got to meet again tomorrow night.
I was going to say.
Right, tomorrow night. I'll see you there.
Okay, let's see. We got February 8th, March 8th, April 12th, May 10th, June 14th, July 12th. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Oh, wait a minute. Okay. August 9th, September 13th, 12 October, 8 November, and 13 December.
So only okay. One Tuesday, and sometimes we didn't meet in the summer, but we'll have to play that by ear.
Yeah, the one Tuesday is October 12th. What is that, Halloween? No, that's not Halloween. Whatever it is, it shows a Tuesday. That's the only one that's not second Monday of the – that I could see.
Yeah, that's probably a holiday.
It's Columbus Day.
Columbus Day.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
We still do that.
We still do Columbus Day. Okay. All right. Anyways, do we have a motion to accept the meeting dates for 2021? Do we have a motion?
So move, Ron.
Okay, Ronnie. Motion second?
I'll second it.
Second, John Bittman. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, if there's no opposition, so moved. That will be the dates for the meetings for 2021 and January 11th, 2022. So, all right. Everybody get their vaccine. They're all set now.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't know if you guys, if you guys have been monitoring this, but Connecticut is doing very well in the distribution of the vaccines. It's pretty good. I have a couple of family members have already gotten their vaccine. So it's pretty good. It's moving pretty good.
Yeah, 75 and over this week.
Yeah, well, I didn't make the 75 club though.
Neither
in
did
a couple
I.
of years. Now yeah. you neither, John. yeah, me too. All right. Well, I guess that's it. Unless somebody has something else. What do we have? Is that Ron wanted what's he want to do? Make a motion to what?
Motion to adjourn at 7:43. Good meeting.
7:43.
I'll second that, Ron.
Yeah, Jim Butler second. All in favor, aye, right?
All right.
All right. Thank you, everybody. Appreciate it.
Care.
All right.